You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
So this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Rosella, coming to you from my Numbness Kitchen in Brooklyn, and today we're going to be making pork with vinegar peppers.
Hello, everybody.
So when my Uncle Joey visits his mother, my Nonna Romana, he's got one request. Make me the pork chops and vinegar peppers. Guys, this pork chop dish is a fixture on so many red sauce Italian restaurant menus in my Brooklyn neighborhood. But my Nonna Romana, she spent the better part of 50 years perfecting her own version. The briny flavor of the cherry pepper vinegar makes the entire dish, guys. So do yourself a favor, don't skip it. All right, so this recipe serves four people. You're gonna need four bone-in pork chops, sliced 1.5 inches thick. You're gonna need some salt and pepper. You're gonna need some flour for dredging. 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 6 cloves garlic divided sliced, 2 medium onions sliced, 8 to 10 sweet cherry peppers, veined, seeded, and corded, 3/4 cup dry white wine. I like a Pinot Grigio, arrest me. 1/4 cup reserve vinegar from the peppers, and 1/4 cup salted butter. Okay, so the first thing we're gonna do over here is start slicing up our onions. I always have Nonna help me chop stuff or cut stuff because, you know, she's a little older now, so this is what she could do, and she's just like the greatest helper of all time, you know. And then I'm gonna start slicing up some garlic. You want a few cloves sliced for later, and then we're gonna reserve some whole cloves to throw into the oil. I'm gonna start chopping up our cherry peppers. You can use hot, you can use sweet, you can leave the seeds in, you could take them out. I take them out because otherwise, you know, it's a little bit too extra, it's a little bit too much. Then I'm gonna start prepping our pork chops. Now you wanna score them all the way around the fat, and this is just so they don't curl up when you try and sear them, because nobody likes that, you know. We're gonna add some salt and pepper to them, make sure they got a lot of good flavor on them before we dredge them in some all-purpose flour. And then we're gonna start heating up our extra virgin olive oil. You want to make sure this olive oil is hot, guys. I'm talking hot, because we want a gorgeous sear on those pork chops. So I added a few garlic cloves to the oil just to flavor it. We're gonna take those garlic cloves out because they burn and nobody likes burnt garlic over here. Now you wanna make sure that you sear the pork chops a couple minutes on each side and try not to move them around too much, otherwise they're not gonna get good color. So then we're gonna take that oil, add a little bit more if you feel like the pan looks dry. We're gonna add all the onions to that oil and that gorgeous pork fat that came out of the pork chops. We're gonna cook those down so they have a nice color and they're a little bit soft. So then we're gonna add in all our cherry peppers to the pan. And we're gonna add in just a little bit of white wine. I like a good Pinot Grigio, you know, sip while you cook, nothing wrong with that. We're gonna add in the brine from the peppers. Very important, that's so much flavor right there. And we're gonna add in some salted butter, okay? Very important that it's salted butter. You really want that extra punch of salt in there. We're gonna add our pork chops right back to the pan, and we're gonna let this cook for just a little bit. This looks so good, guys. Maron.
Okay, guys, we are all done, and this turned out gorgeous. I can smell that sweet cherry pepper vinegar. We got beautiful browning on all of our pork chops. We got some gorgeous caramelization on those sweet peppers and onions. This is phenomenal. How did yours turn out? I'm Rosella Rago, and thanks for letting me play you a recipe today. Find me at Rosella Rago on TikTok and Instagram, and cookingwithnona.com for all my other recipes.
Goodbye, everybody.